Hello, welcome to Come All Ye, folk music here on Community Radio 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. Nice to have you along for another program today. We'll start the program with some fine music from a group called Leveret. They're a trio from the UK. Andy Cutting playing accordion, Rob Harbron, English concertina, and Sam Sweeney plays fiddle. Two tunes. Oh, the days when I was young, and Young Collins Rant.
Thank you.
Yes, a lot of airflow in that track. When you get an accordion and an English concertina together in the same room, there's a lot of puffing, squeezing and so on. Andy Cutting on accordion, Rob Harbron playing English concertina, Sam Sweeney playing fiddle. Oh, the days when I was young, first tune, and Young Collins Rant, the second one, from a good album called Forms by the group Leverett. You're listening to Come All Ye. Let's go to the pub. This was recorded live in a pub, Wonga Willy, a Jamboree pub.
Sublime, and galvanised the Elbows Church at confirmation time. And all the kids were mustered up from 50 miles around, the Sunday clothes, staring eyes and ignorance profound. Now was it fate or was it grace? We're by the yard of two. It's overgrown to story life from Tangmalangaloo. Has a fling and grows the tree 4 3 feet high, and that's it in the spring. When muddy hills uplift their head to pierce the welkin's rim, and trees sprout up 100 feet before they shoot a limb. There everything is big and grand, and men are giants too. But Christian knowledge wilts, alas, a Tangmalangaloo. As bishops only can, he cast a staring glance around and fixed upon this man. But dumb, glum, undismayed through every bout he sat, for he seemed to think that he was there, but he couldn't be sure of that. The bishop gave a scornful look, as bishops sometimes do, but stare right through that pagan in from Tangmalangaloo. Crushing tones severe. Come tell me, why is Christmas Day the greatest of the year? And why is it that around the world we celebrate the day and send a name upon a card to those who are far away? Why is it wondering ones return with smiles and greetings too? A squall of knowledge hit the lad from Tangmalangaloo. That set a shake, the vases on the shelf. He knocked the benches all askew, upending of himself. And how pleased his lordship was, and how he smiled to say, "That's good, me boy, come tell me now, and what is Christmas Day?" For the ready answer bared a fact no bishop ever knew. It's the day before the race is out of Tangmalangaloo.
That's the day before the races. Out of Tangmalangaloo, that's Wonga Willy with a poem put to music. The poem written by John O'Brien, whose day job and day name was Father Patrick Joseph Hartigan. Slightly irreverent priest-written poem there, Tangmalangaloo. And opening the program, I told you, was the group Leverett from England. Good to have you along for another Come All Ye. Here's Rory Block, a New York singer, guitarist, blues person, and she's put together an album called Positively Fourth Street, which gives a bit of an indication of what the content of the album might be. Positively, 4th Street, of course, Bob Dylan song. And it's an album, sure enough, of Dylan covers. Bob Dylan recorded a song called Ring Them Bells on the album Oh Mercy back in 1989, and was very dark and moody because it was produced by Daniel Lanois. A turning point in Dylan's recording. He sang and played Not Like This. This is Rory Block, and she's going to sing Ring Them Bells.
Ring them bells, ye heathen from the city that rings. Ring them bells from the sanctuaries in the valleys and streams. For the deep and wide and the world's on its side. Time is running backwards, so is the bride. St. Peter, where the fallen glow. Ring them bells in the night hand so the people will know that it's rush hour now on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is going down upon the sacred cow. For the poor man's song. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one, and the shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few who will judge the many when the game is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when the innocence dies. Ring them bells, ain't got to ring on the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress for the lilies that bloom. And they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong. They said they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong. They said they're breaking down the distance between right, between right and wrong.
Well, it almost did sound a bit like Dylan, didn't it? Rory Block, who grew up in Manhattan. So her background was maybe formed by her family circumstances. Her father ran a sandal shop in Greenwich Village in the 1960s, frequented by folk musicians. So Rory Block, who's in her mid-70s now, has had that kind of music all around her. All her life. Mississippi Delta Blues features prominently in most of her recordings. Now, what do I have for you? A set of jigs, I think. This is the Silver Slipper, Tommy Hunt's Jig, and the Promenade by a group called Spoil the Dance. They come from Derbyshire in England, but they play mostly Irish material.
Thank you.
Silver Slipper, Tommy Hunt's Jig, and The Promenade. My compatriot Roger Hargraves says via a text message, that's the tune he plays after Sonny Brogan's Mazurka. Though these are all sort of single jigs, I think. Thank you, Roger. That was a sort of well-controlled set of tunes, wasn't it, from the group Spoil the Dance, which in itself is a good tune. Take a couple now from the Magnolia Sisters. Their album is called Cher Ami, Dear Friends. First one is Le Pays des Étrangers, Country of Strangers, and then Lance Belair, Belair Cove.
Demain on est parti dans le pays des étrangers. Il faudra m'emmener, oui, vivre dans la nuit. Quand j'ai quitté ses pères et mères, frères et sœurs, parents, amis, et la jolie blonde aussi. Mon beau, mes jeunes garçons, prends bien mon exemple, apprends sur moi. C'est comme ça que vous pourrez, ouais, apprendre à conserver. C'est aller la voir auparavant, 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 auparavant de s'en aller. Demain, dans le pays des étrangers, il faudra même en aller, ouais, vivre dans la nuit. Quand j'ai quitté ses pères et mères et frères et sœurs, parents, amis, et la jolie blonde aussi. Plutôt que ça soit à dire que la jolie blonde m'a abandonné, j'aurai mon cœur percé par une
épée.
four-piece female Cajun group from Lafayette, Louisiana, called Magnolia Sisters. First of all, we heard Le Pays des Etrangers, and then Lance Belair and the Real de Courville. Lance Belair. Belair Cove is a place, certainly is, and it is a place about 10 kilometres from where this group comes from, Lafayette. Time to introduce you to the featured album, I think. It's from Granny's Attic. Now, I've played two of Granny's Attic's albums as featured albums in the last couple of years, Cold Blows the Wind and The Brickfields. Cold Blows the Wind came out in 2025, The Brickfields in 2021. So I'm going backwards to one that was released in 2019 called Wheels of the World. Now, this trio impresses me greatly because of their versatility, good voices, and good instrumental work. Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne, formidable name. He plays melodeon and concertina and sings. In fact, his solo albums have been featured albums on Come All Ye as well. Along with him, we've got George Sansom, who's a very good guitarist, and Lewis Wood, who plays fiddle and mandolin. They've been around for a while. The group formed in 2009, although I think they do other things apart from perform as Granny's Attic. We'll hear the title track, first of all, from this album. Featured album today, Wheels of the World, English group Granny's Attic.
True sons of Erin, attend to me, few nimble lines. I'll sing you a song about spinning. It was a good trade in its time. Some they span worsted and yarn, and others they span flax and tow. By experience, boys, I will tell how the wheels of the world they do go.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
Napoleon was a great spinner, and freedom did always advance. Over deserts and high lofty mountains, he marched the brave sons of France. All the Wellington he went to spin in his wheels there at Waterloo. But if Grouchy had never been pried, the French would have split him in two.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
Well, Lord Nelson was a great spinner on board the ship Victory. He was counted the greatest of spinners that ever sailed over the sea. His shipmates were all famous spinners, for Nelson they span very well. Till the French spun up all the Trafalgar, and on the ship's deck Nelson fell.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
The factory owners are spinning, their wheels are turning away. And now they are wanting their hands to work 13 hours a day. They don't give a fig for the poor, they hear not their sighs or their moans. They don't give a pin if you spin till you skin all the flesh off your bones.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
See, then be your motto, and glory will turn your big wheel.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land. These are the wheels of the world, me friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
They choose good songs, I reckon, this trio. Granny's Attic, The Wheels of the World, title track from our featured album today. Cohen Braithwaite-Kilcoyne plays melodeon, concertina, and probably leads most of the songs. George Sansom, whose excellent guitar work is heard prominently right throughout, slightly reminiscent of Martin Carthy's style, I guess, the staccato approach. I don't know whether he uses dadgad tuning, perhaps he does. And Lewis Wood plays fiddle and mandolin. So there we go. We'll hear more from them in just a little while. Might be a little early in the day, but for Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke, it's time for Three Drunken Maidens.
Three drunken maidens came from the Isle of Wight. They drunk from Monday morning, never stopped till Saturday night. When Saturday night did come, me lads, oh, still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about. Then in comes Dancing Sally, her cheeks as red as a bloom. Move over, me jolly sisters, and give young Sally some room. For I will be your equal before the evening's out. These three drunken maidens, they push the jug about. They had woodcock and pheasant, and they had partridge and pear. Every kind of dainty, no scarcity was there. They had 40 casks of beer, me lads, and still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about. Then in comes the landlord, is asking for his pay. And the 40-pound bill, me lads, these girls were forced to pay. They had 10 pounds apiece, me lads, and still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about. Where are your feather caps? Your mantles rich and fine. They've all been swallowed up, me lads, in tankards of fine wine. Where are your fancy men, young maidens, brisk and gay? We left them in the alehouse, we drank them clean away. There were three drunken maidens, came from the Isle of Wight. They drunk from Monday morning, never stopped till Saturday night. When Saturday night did come, me lads, oh, still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about.
A song recorded by Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton, long time ago now, 1998, that was recorded, and I think that arrangement owes quite a lot to Maddie Pryor and June Tabor, who sang that song in the mid-70s on an album by their duo of the time, Silly Sisters. But nice to hear very young voices, Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton. Pete Morton joins the program now. Well known English singer with a farmer's boy.
The sun went down over yonder hill, across yon dreary moor. Weary and lame, a poor boy came up to a farmer's door. Can you tell me if fair there be, who will me for to plough and sow, to reap and mow, and to be a farmer's boy, to be a farmer's boy. My father's dead, and my mother is left with her five children small. And what is worse for my mother still is I'm the eldest of them all. Though little I be, I fear no work, and if you will me employ, I will plow and sow, to reap and mow, to be a farmer's boy, to be a farmer's boy. If you won't me employ, one favor I have to ask. Will you shelter me till the break of day from the cold winter's blast? At the break of day, I'll be on my way elsewhere for to seek employ, for to plow and sow, to reap and mow, and to be a farmer's boy. A farmer's boy. The farmer said, pray take the lad, no longer let him seek. Oh yes, dear father, the daughter cried as the tears rolled down her cheek. For those that will work, it is hard to want and to wander for employ. For to plow and sow, to reap and mow, and to be a farmer's boy, to be a farmer's boy. Course of time he became a man, and the good old farmer he died. He left the lad the old farm he had, and the daughter for his bride. The boy that was now the farmer is, and he sits and he thinks with joy of the lucky day he came that way, to be a farmer's boy, to be a farmer's boy.
set of Italian tunes, or actually the correct title is Italian Set Tunes, by the Emu Creek Band, who came from, maybe still do, come from Bendigo in Victoria. Another one now from the featured album, and I said this trio, Granny's Attic, choose interesting songs. Well, I've played this one before on the program, but it's worth another run for this particular program, as it's on the featured album. The song is called What I Saw in My Dream As I Slept in My Chair. Fairly ponderous title, but it's an interesting song. It's sometimes called the North Fleet Disaster. North Fleet being one word because it's the name of a boat. Oh, sorry, a ship, a clipper ship, the North Fleet. And it sank in 1838. The song explains partly why it sank. And it also refers to the dangerous working conditions of railway workers in the 19th century in England, particularly excessively long working hours are blamed for a lot of the fatalities. As I said, an interesting song, What I Saw in My Dream As I Slept in My Chair, from our featured album, Wheels of the World, by Granny's Attic.
One morning, drowsy, I then took a ramble. I strolled through the town like a man in dismay. My pockets were lined with a little of rhino, so I cheered up my mind as I sped on my way. I rambled through the park as the day was advancing, chanted a rhyme to an old simple air, and then getting jolly and homeward returning, neglected my bed and I slept in my chair. All being quiet, a dream passed before me. The sights that I saw unto you I'll relate. I saw a great row in the street, men were fighting. The police, they appeared when they knew it was too late. I saw a poor woman with three orphan children, begging for bread in distress and despair. The police locked her up and the fighting men mizzled. Still, that's what I saw as I slept in my chair. I dreamt I was reading the daily newspapers, but no railway accidents there, it was plain. For the men worked fewer hours and they got better wages. The directors took their time in driving other trains. Dreamt that the strikes were entirely abolished and the masters gave in. Well, they acted quite square, but when I awoke, I found they still existed. Still, that's what I saw as I slept in my chair. I dreamt of the poor farmer labourers in England. They're starving in hunger in hundreds, 'tis said. And the farmers, the serfs, live in luxury and splendour, not caring for those who have earned them their bread. Men with large families work 12 hours a day for 9 shillings a week. How is that not unfair? And their homes are not fit for a family to live in. Still, that's what I saw as I slept in my chair. I dreamt of the shipwrecked in the Mediterranean, and the terrible losing of 800 lives, all refugees fleeing their war-torn home countries, brothers split from their sisters and husbands from wives. Our masters build walls and separate families, touting the myth that there's no room to spare. I awoke with a start, with it all clear before me, vowed to change what I could, and I rose from my chair.
Hello, Ballykilferret Farm here at your service. Who's that speaking? Who? The inland what? The what? The income tax. You're codding. Who's that? Come on, who is it? What? Got long to blazes over that. What? Oh, I see. Well, who did you want to speak to? Governor who? What? Aye, well, I suppose he is. But he's not here now. When? Oh, God, he's gone away on business now. What? Well, you might get him in a week or so, but you couldn't be sure, like, it could be a month or maybe more, like, you know. Like, sometimes you take a notion and you mightn't see him for 2 or 3 months. What? Oh, you're coming down. Who are you anyway? A what? An inspector. Oh, I see. Well, I don't know now. We're very busy at the moment. We're putting down a lot of poison in the lower field, like, and you'd have to come through there. It's very dangerous. What? Well, it's up to yourself, like, but you'd want to check with the Department of Agriculture. They lost an inspector last year coming through there when we were poisoning. He had a horrible death, God love him. He was roaring for days before he went, the poor fella. What? Well, if you did that, you see, you'd have to go through the bottom meadow and the bull is there, like, you know. What? Well, he's a very fierce lad, that bull. If you don't believe me, you can check with the vet. But you want to hurry, he's not too good, like, he's above in the county hospital and they don't expect him to last the night. What? Herself? Well, it's up to yourself if you want to take the risk, like, but she's had one of her turns. What? Oh, she's here all right, like, but we have her tied up in the haggard at the moment. She bit the leg off the insurance man for no reason at all. She wouldn't give you any warning, like, when she's one of her turns. She's been that way ever since she was bitten herself. What? Well, they don't know for sure, like, but they think it might be rabies, because all the dogs here has gone savage. They're all after killing the sheep, like, and now they're killing each other. Well, that's all very well, but you'd have to catch them first. You see, they've all run wild, like, and you wouldn't know where they'd be hiding out. You get no warning, like, they'd be on you quick as a cock on a raspberry, and you wouldn't be able to control them. Well, we couldn't take the responsibility, like, you know. What? The other income tax inspector? No. Unless you mean the poor fella that found dead below in the combine harvester. What? Well, all we know is that he was asking questions below in the pub and the lads say he told him who he was, like, and where he was going, but that's the last they saw of him until the guards found him. They're saying that he seems to have got a scalp on the head, like, before he went into the combine harvester. But, I mean, like, you wouldn't believe everything people would say, like. What? He'll be dropping him a line. Well, fair enough so. I suppose he'll get it when they get a replacement for the postman. What? Very sad, really. All they found so far is his bike. The guards say the sign someone knocked him off it. Like, they found it near the old mine shaft. And they think he may have taken a turn and fallen down it, like, you know. But they're not sure yet because they haven't found the body, like. What? Well, according to them, they found the remains of some government envelopes near the edge of the mine shaft, like, but they can't be sure what was in them, like, because, well, they're all burnt, like. Well, listen to me. When do you think you'd be coming down, like? You're not sure. God, I thought you fellas were sure of everything. What do they pay you for at all? It's the right soft jobs you have. Well, you don't know when you're coming down, then. What? Well, I'm wondering why you rang in the first place. yeah, well, I'll tell him when he gets back. Whenever that'll be. Okay. Right, okay, cheerio, so.
Don't go inspecting Irish farmers' bookwork. That's the wonderful Frank Kelly from an album called Comedy Countdown. Frank Kelly may be familiar to some listeners as Father Jack from the Irish comedy program Father Ted. Maybe not. Before that, What I Saw in My Dream as I Slept in My Chair from the featured album, which is called Wheels of the World by the group Granny's Attic.
Got me, it happened dreadful quick. It was a bullet bit my leg, and right off I got sick. I came to in a wagon load of 10 more wounded men. 5 was dead by the time we reached that bloody tent. Give me some of that soldier's joy, you know what I mean. I don't wanna hurt no more, my leg is turning. Doctor come and he looked at me, and this is what he said. Said your dancing days are done, son, it's a good thing you ain't dead. And he went to work with a carving knife, sweat fell from his brow. About killed me trying to save my life when he cut that lead ball out. Give me some of that soldier's joy, ain't you got no more. My walking cane ain't cut out for war. My veins run all over the floor and run right down his apron strings like a river out the door. Then he handed me a bottle, said, son, drink deep as you can. He turned away and he turned right back with a hacksaw in his hand. Give me some of that soldier's joy, you know what I like. Bear down on that fiddle, boys, just like Saturday night. Give me some of that soldier's joy, you know what I crave. I'll be hitting that soldier's joy till I'm in my grave.
The tune is called Soldier's Joy, and the song, Soldier's Joy, 1864, by Guy Clark. Little story of American Civil War orthopedic surgery, I suppose you'd say. Next one comes from Arcady, Irish group. We'll hear the voice of Niamh Parsons singing The Boys of Barna Shroyder, which was a poem composed by Sigismund Clifford, from Carrigsaveen in County Kerry, one of whose sons lives right here in Bathurst. Hello, Eamon, if you're listening.
town it climbs the mountain and looks out upon the sea. And sleeping time or waking, 'tis there I long to be. To walk again that kindly street, the place where life began. And boys aboard a Schroeder went hunting far around. With cudgels stout, we roamed about to hunt drolly. We searched for birds in every fern, from rutter to dooley. We sang for joy beneath the sky. Life found no print or plan. And we boys born Schroeder a hunting far around. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifles were aflame, to the rebel homes of Kerry the Saxon stranger came. But the men who dare the oxes are to beat the black and tan. Where the boys born Schroeder a hunting for the land. And he talks to them tonight, the lads who love. By the groves of Carvel River, on the slopes of Beatty, John Dolly and Bat and Bee, and the Sheehan's Con and Down, and the boys of born Schroeder, who hunted far. Heart of London town, or over in Broadway. And I am left to sing their ease and praise them while I can. Those boys of born Schroeder who hunted far around. When the wheel of life runs down and peace comes over me, oh, lay me down in that old town between the hills and sea. I'll take my sleep in those green fields, the place my life began. Where the boys of born Schroeder went hunting far around.
Boys of Barna Schroeder, B-A-R-R, new word N-A, new word S-R-A-I-D-E. That's from Arcady with Neve Parsons singing. Another one from the featured album. This is Banks of Green Willow. ¶¶
it saw the sea captain lived down by the seaside. Oh, he's caught in a fair maid and got her with child. Oh, well, it's fetched some of your father's gold, some of your mother's money, and you'll sail the ocean all along with young Johnny. So she's got some of her father's gold, some of her mother's money, and she's put her foot on board the ship all along with young Johnny. They hadn't been a-sailing scarce 6 miles nor so many before she wanted a women's help, and she could not get any. And they hadn't been aboard the ship scarce 6 weeks nor so many before she was delivered all the for a baby. Well, sea captain, here's £20 from me to see me a safe home again, both me and my baby. Well, it's no, said the sea captain, for such things they never can be. 'Tis far better to lose two lives than it is to lose many. So then go get me a silken napkin and bound my head up easy, and throw me right overboard, both me and my baby. So they've got her. How her body tavers, see how my love she tries to swim, and it makes my heart quaver. And me love, she'll have a coffin of the gold that shines yellow. Me love, she will be buried on the banks of green willow.
From the featured album Wheels of the World, it was Banks of Green Willow. As I said, interesting songs. They're not always jolly, cheerful, happy, happy songs. In fact, far from it. That one, an old song. Next, the Aerialists, who mostly are Moira Campbell, or Campbell, if it's anglicised. She plays harp and piano, and Elise Boer plays fiddle. And on some tracks, in fact, I think on this track, we're going to hear Mari's sister, Breege Campbell, is a very fine and highly respected Scottish small pipe player. This is the Aerialists with The Birds, an Irish hornpipe, and Amfashan Tag na Culligan, which is something to do with female fashion, I think. Thank you. doesn't it? It's An Fashion Hagna Halligan, Scottish tune. And before that, The Birds, an Irish hornpipe, more well-known, I'd suggest, than the Scottish one, by the group The Aerialists, from their album I Lost My Heart on Friday. Do you remember the name Ronald Ryan? If you're Australian of a certain age, you might remember he was the last person hanged by the justice system, anyway, in Australia in February 1967 at Pentridge Jail. Great subject for a folk song? Well, you judge. This is Mark Cryle and the Redeemers.
Ronald Ryan was the poor bastard son of a drunken miner dying from black lung. This was the depression. He was born in 25. Mother turning tracks just to keep the kids alive. It's a pretty good start now for a life of crime. But he was no gangster, just strictly small time. Got a 13-year stretch, he did five for sure. Friday the 13th, November 64. If there's a hard way to live, if there's an easy way to die, if he leadeth me the quiet waters by, don't ask me for my tears or from the bow's toe. He can't sit my neck. Can he save my soul? Ron was a schemer rising for a fall when he and Peter Walker went over that wall. What Pentridge Water laid dead as he fell. And who pulled that trigger, you probably can tell. Just 3 weeks after the boys had flown the coop, tipped off and said neither cops made the swoop. In the dark he stood there, sentence was read. Guilty of murder, hanged until dead. If there's a hard way to live, if there's an easy way to die, if he leadeth me the quiet waters by, don't ask me for my tears or from the bow's toe. He can't sit my neck. Can he save my soul? The judge and the jury never thought that he would swim, but some politicians, they had votes to win. Cry of the day, and to win that campaign, some bastard would be. And now they're gathering at the Coburg Hotel. He takes communion inside the cell. One nip of whiskey before they go. Someone's lighting candles out on Sydney Road. They fit the shackles and then they fit the cap. Hit the lever and you plummet through the trap. The hangman's table, it's all worked out. Pray that the rope is strong and the beam is stout. If there's a hard way to live, if there's an easy way to die, if he leadeth me the quiet waters by, don't ask me for my tears or from the bow's toll. He can't save my neck, can he save my soul? Ronald Ryan was the poor bastard's son who squeezed the trigger and pointed the gun. But someone signed orders, we know these men. Ronald Ryan's not the only killer there.
That group is Mark Cryle and the Redeemers. I think Mark Cryle comes from Brisbane. The story of Ronald Ryan, who was hanged in February 1967 at Pentridge, the last legal, in inverted commas, hanging in Australia. We're off to Turkey now. By Ahmet Kuzgoz and Ensemble. Turkish Gypsy Music's the name of the album, and the track was called Homoncitesi, which, according to Google Translate, has something to do with a lady bathhouse attendant. Who knows? Here's Andrew Murray. This is one that I played not that long ago, but I'll give it another run, from his album Hell or High Water, the ex-Dedanen lead singer, Andrew Murray, with Little Miss Kelly.
Boys, I know well you all want to go walking with Little Miss Kelly. So let me tell you, you're in for a pound if you're in for a penny. 'Cause Little Miss Kelly's from miles out of town. I like her face and I like when she talks to me. Diamonds and pearls in the slip of a girl. She gets up with a smile and gets on with her wiles. Oh, Little Miss Kelly, oh, let me tell you now. Sound as a bell up a strand or a mountain with Little Miss Kelly.
to take your hand, a coin in the fountain that's brighter than any. Our little Miss Kelly stands out from the crowd. I like her face and I like when she winks at me. Wheels of the world in a slip of a girl. Oh, the look in her eyes is a key to surprises, little Miss Kelly. Oh, let me tell you now. Pull on your wellies, we're bound to go walking with little Miss Kelly. Around and around, a boy with a chance is just one among many. Cause little Miss Kelly can bring on the clowns. I like her face and I like when she laughs at me. Mine's all a whirl for a slip of a girl. All her suitors are sighing that she'd be worth dying for. Little Miss Kelly, oh, let me tell you now. It's time to go walking with little Miss Kelly. Hill up and dell down, boy, with your chance, you're just one among many. That little Miss Kelly might likely turn down. I like her face and I like when she laughs at me. Mine's all a whirl for a slip of a girl. All her suitors are sighing. Let me
That's the highly regarded fiddling of Dave Bing and someone he mentored playing banjo by the name of Ben Townsend. And that's Granddad's favourite. Their album is called Tri-State Duets on Questionable Records. The Tri-State Duets take 19 instrumental banjo and fiddle duets from the three states of West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. So it's what it says on the tin. They're very good musicians, that lot. Another one from the featured album, this is The Highwayman, lots of versions of this song. I don't know that I've played this one before.
Town, I died in scorn. I was brought up at the saddling trade. I was always thought a roving blade, which thus makes me lamented say, pity my fate on the king's highway. Well, at 17, I took me wife, and I loved her dearly as I loved my life. For to maintain her both fine and gay, I went a-robbing on the king's highway, which thus makes me lament to say, pity my fate on the king's highway. Well, it's when my money, it did grow low. To the king's highway I was forced to go, where I robbed lords and ladies bright. I took me gold to me a heart's delight, which thus makes me lament and say, pity my fate on the king's highway. Square. I took me money, I bid them good night, and I went to a play in me a heart's delight, which thus makes me lament and say, pity my fate on the king's highway. Well, it's Covent Garden, it was me way, I and me girl for to see a play. But Ned Fielding's gang did me swift pursue, they took me there, but cursed crew, which thus makes me lament and say, pity my fate on the king's highway. Well, I never robbed a poor man yet, nor caused a tradesman his trade to fret. I've robbed the rich, but I serve the poor, which brings me here to this dismal door. And it thus makes me lament and say, pity my fate on the king's highway. When I'm dead and I'm bound for the grave, let me a flashy funeral have. Let none but robbers go there with me, give them, I pray, their liberty, which thus makes me lament and say, pity my fate on the king's highway. Aye, it thus makes me lament and say, pity my fate on the king's highway.
Thank you. That's The Highwayman, the last track we'll hear from the featured album today. We'll revisit Granny's Attic in future programs, no doubt. Here's Fairport Convention.
You generals all and champions bold, that takes delight in fields, that knocks down churches and castle walls, but now to death must yield. We must go and face our daring foes, and with a sword and shield. I often fought with my merry men, but now to death must yield.
Marlborough, a little ditty about the War of Spanish Succession from Fairport Convention's early album called Angel Delight. We'll stay on a European war theme with the next track. It's called The Partisan. It's one of the few songs that Leonard Cohen used to sing that wasn't one of his own compositions. This anti-fascist song about the French resistance was composed in 1943 by a couple of French people. Cohen learned it when he was quite young, and he released it, I think, on a number of different albums, certainly Songs from a Room included.
When they poured across the border, I was cautioned to surrender. This I could not do. I took my gun and vanished. I have changed my name so often. I've lost my wife and children, but I've many friends, and some of them are with me. gave us shelter, kept us hidden in the garret. Then the soldiers came. She died without a whisper. There were three of us this morning. I'm the only one this evening, but I must go on. The frontiers are my prison. Oh, the wind is blowing. Through the graves the wind is blowing. Freedom soon will come. Then we'll come from shadow.
Les amants étaient chez moi, ils me disent signe-toi, mais je n'ai pas peur.
Ends up in mid-air, doesn't it? Leonard Cohen and the Partisan. And that just about brings us to the end of the program today. I hope you've enjoyed the tracks from Granny's Attic, their album Wheels of the World. That's the third album by that trio that I've featured on the program, and I do like their music. Something a little different to end the program. This is a rather long track by a group from Extremadura in the west of Spain called Acetra. This track is called Latifundia, which kind of translates as large estate. That'll take us pretty much up to the end of the program, and I thank you, as always, for your company today. If you'd like to hear the program again, it'll be available in a day or three as listen on demand if you go to comeallye.com or 2mce.org. You'll find it. Until next time, I'm Bruce Cameron. See you later. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.